98FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
The Football Association has announced the resignation of John Delaney from his position with the association almost 5 months after the 52-year-old went on gardening leave from the organisation. A statement reads, "The board of the FAI announces the resignation with immediate effect of Executive Vice President and former CEO John Delaney. This follows talks between the parties. The FAI will fulfil certain notice and pension obligations as agreed between the parties. Mr Delaney served as CEO of the FAI from 2005 to March of 2019, during which time the FAI became partners in the new Aviva Stadium. In 2017, he was elected a UEFA executive, and in March of this year, he moved to a role of executive vice president of the FAI. Both parties have agreed to make no further comment." And this statement released last night, Nathan Whelan is here beside me, at 11:14 p.m. Curious timing, as the Sunday newspapers, particularly the Sunday Times, who have been at the forefront of all of these John Delaney and FAI revelations in recent weeks and months, would be unable to have a proper story written because their papers would have just about gone to print. So the timing on these things is always interesting.
I'm sure it's nothing got to do with that. I'm sure the decision was made 10:30, and then obviously they released it whenever they could. I'm sure that's the reason, Jamie.
Yes, a nice tweet from Paddy Power. "The FAI announced the resignation of John Delaney 11 p.m. on a Saturday night, when plenty of people are out on the beer, after the Sunday papers have gone to print, and following a disappointing defeat for the rugby team, which will dominate the news agenda. A masterclass, to be fair." And that is not the only tweet about John Delaney, Nathan, and the Sunday Times newspaper as well. They were working on a story about John Delaney's possible resignation, so they still have some facts and figures.
Yes, they do. And they were mentioning in the front of the Sunday Times, "The lawyers representing both sides have been holding discussions that could lead to his position being clarified before the publication of the first report into financial matters, which is set to be on October 7th. The association is considering a financial settlement with Delaney after receiving legal advice that all his financial dealings as chief executive were signed off by his senior figures of the association. A deal is extremely close, one well-placed FAI source said, while the other said, on the mediation, we are being extremely tough." But whether people believe that or not is another matter.
Yes, now in April, the then newly appointed FAI Executive Vice President Delaney spoke in public for the last time at the Oireachtas Committee hearing, where he effectively said nothing.
"On legal advice, I'm precluded from making any further comments at this hearing in relation to the finances of the association or my former role as CEO or the £100,000 payment, either directly or indirectly. In the interests of fair procedures and natural justice, which I have made this statement to the committee, and have attended this meeting voluntarily, as I've attended many Oireachtas committees in the past, I am not in a position to answer any such questions here at this time."
Now, within a week of that appearance, in which the FAI President Donal Conroy was effectively thrown under the bus and had to answer all the questions that John Delaney should have been answering, he was put on gardening leave after revelation after revelation after revelation. And now, after what we understand to be lengthy discussions between his legal team and the FAI, he has resigned. But the key line is that the FAI will fulfil certain notice and pension obligations as agreed between the parties. And we're going to have more on this story with TD Noel Rock, one of the people who questioned or tried to question Delaney at the Oireachtas hearing in April, in a couple of minutes' time. Now, not everybody on Twitter is very disappointed for John to be gone, because one person, Brian, says, "A good man gone. Best wishes to John Delaney." And they did my favourite tweet, tongue in cheek, from Irish Football Picks. It's a photo of John Delaney with like a French moustache that's been kind of superimposed on his face. "The FAI are set to appoint Frenchman Jean Delaney as the new executive vice president following John Delaney's resignation." So there's always time for a bit of humour in these scenarios, because John Delaney is gone. The FAI are hopefully going to a better place, and the Twitter folk are able to have a laugh.
And I think today Twitter's going to be a goldmine, so keep an eye out with the hashtag John Delaney on Twitter. I'm sure you'll see a few good ones.
TD Noel Rock, who was involved in the Oireachtas committee questioning John Delaney in April, and we played a clip of John Delaney basically making no comment earlier in the show. Noel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Noel. Not bad at all. What's your initial reaction to this news?
Look, I think it's welcome news. I think after the constant evasion and avoidance of answering the hard questions, it was quite clear for a long time Mr. Delaney's position within the FAI was no longer tenable or withstandable. That's why the government withdrew funding from the FAI and demanded truth and transparency become the heart of the new regime at the FAI, something that Mr. Delaney couldn't possibly be a part of.
Yeah, it's probably fair to say that this was the only real option and outcome for the FAI and for John Delaney, really.
Completely, yeah. And I think what needs to happen now is, like in your previous segment there, we want to have a football-focused future. I don't want to be seeing FAI on the front page of a newspaper. I want to see football being talked about on the back pages of the newspaper and actually talking about the football at the heart of the FAI rather than the scandal at the heart of the FAI. And we have an opportunity now to clean house and do just that.
Yeah, I'd love to be in a fly on the wall at these discussions between, you know, the people for John Delaney, maybe John Delaney himself, and the FAI. And the line now that has annoyed some people this morning is that certain notice and pension obligations have been agreed. Now, that is something that, by law, John Delaney would be entitled to, given he worked for the FAI for so long. But that's something, again, that people have highlighted this morning.
That's right, yeah. And I mean, I'd be frustrated and a little bit alarmed to see that as well. Like, you know, I will obviously be making the call that those settlement details should be disclosed. I mean, like I said, truth and transparency needs to be at the heart of the FAI going forward. So having some kind of deal done in the dark isn't necessarily the best first step for the new FAI. But what I would say, I suppose, is that, yeah, it might be the case that he was entitled to certain things as per his contract. But there is the question, of course, that next Monday, the first of the reports that have been commissioned into the governance at the heart of the FAI under Mr. Delaney were to be published, potentially damaging details in those reports, of course. And it does beg the question, could Mr. Delaney have been dismissed from the FAI with no entitlement to settlement whatsoever, rather than being allowed to resign with a settlement which was agreed behind closed doors? That's a question. We can't say anything definitive about that one way or the other. But, you know, we'll see the report next Monday and we'll all be able to draw our own conclusions then.
Yeah, certainly. We spoke about the timing of the announcement last night in terms of on a Saturday night after 11 o'clock, but also the timing of him resigning with these reports due on Monday and the rest of them to come in the next couple of months as well is very, very interesting. Noel, you mentioned earlier on about the funding and, you know, there have been meetings between Sport Ireland and the FAI, and in fairness to Donal Conway, he has spoken to myself on the show and the media a number of times after the AGM and after the EGM, and, you know, he seems to be the man who's trying, along with this new board, to drag the FAI to be able to get its funding back. What's your understanding of where that is at the moment?
Well, look, I think this move is definitely another welcome step in the right direction of restoring funding. And remember, when people hear restoring funding on the radio, they might think, you know, the funding is going to the chief executive of the FAI or whatever. That's not the case. You know, this funding goes to grassroots football. It goes to assist and aid the work of thousands of people up and down the country who are voluntarily coaching or voluntarily playing for, you know, small clubs and schoolboy clubs and what have you. And we're very keen to make sure that funding is restored. But as part of that restoration of funding, you know, there are certain terms and conditions that we as the government would want to see. And the main one of those is that we actually have a transparent regime at the heart of the FAI and that we actually have a bit of honesty from them as regards to their finances and what financial position they were in. That's what the problem was in the first place with this whole thing, was that the FAI wasn't being run properly. Their finances were in disarray. We saw money being spent on things that money should have never been spent on. And we never want to go back there again. No football fan wants to see that. I don't want to see that, and the government doesn't want to see that.
And Noel, just lastly, on the football side of things, and, you know, the senior team doing so well, hopefully they'll, you know, pick up a couple of good results in the games coming up. The under-21s, next game at Tallaght Stadium is sold out. The women's national team as well have started well, and you know, the crowds have come to support them too. We've seen increases in League of Ireland attendances and hopefully a new League of Ireland, a rebirth as well. So with John Delaney gone now, are you hopeful that the new FAI can come out of this real scandal in a positive scenario moving forward?
Absolutely. I think all the omens are good in that regard. I think the men's senior team have got off to a flying start in their group. We remain very hopeful ahead of the Georgia and Switzerland fixtures. Like you said, the under-21s are playing some swashbuckling, thrilling football right now, and I think we're all enjoying watching that as well. And the women's team, naturally enough, are progressing and pushing on, and we're delighted to see that. And like I said, League of Ireland attendances are up across the board. You know, there's a real wave of enthusiasm out there right now for people to go to games, get stuck in and get involved in a way that we haven't seen in years and years. So look, I think all the omens are good there, and there's a real chance for the FAI to grab that energy and enthusiasm and run with it in a post-John Delaney future.
Great stuff. TD Norrock, thanks for your time. Have a good day.
Thanks a million.
98FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98FM.